Good morning. The number of new COVID-19 cases in Spain continued to increase yesterday, with the 14-day incidence rate reaching 700 per 100,000 inhabitants. But officials said the situation was improving in some of the hardest hit areas. The total number of cases reached 4.3 million amid the spread of the more contagious Delta variant, whilst deaths totaled 81,268. That's 47 more than the last Health Ministry report released on Friday. It looks like we are starting to observe a deceleration in the incidence rhythm of growth, so the Deputy Health Minister Silvia Calfon told a news briefing, adding that more than 65% of new cases were among people below the age of 40. Yesterday's incidence rate was the highest registered since February the 5th, according to an analysis of official data compiled by the Europa Press News Agency. Catalonia continued to have the highest incidence rate, 1,145 cases per 100,000, but it was slightly lower than on Friday. Hopes that holidaymakers could visit the US this summer have been dashed after a White House official said existing restrictions on international travel will be maintained. It's not possible for most European travellers to enter the US due to coronavirus fears. The Associated Press reported the policy will not be lifted due to the prevalence of variants of the virus in Europe. Most European nations have relaxed restrictions on visitors from the US who are fully vaccinated. Barcelona Football Club and former striker Neymar have reached a settlement to end labour disputes and a civil case that were pending between the parties, so the club said yesterday, although it didn't release any details. The two parties had sued each other over matters related to his contract. Spanish media said the club were demanding more than €60 million from the player, whilst Neymar wanted Barcelona to pay him nearly €50 million. The club said a transactional agreement between the club and the player had been signed to end the legal cases. Neymar, now with Paris Saint-Germain, played for Barcelona between 2013 and 2017. And wildfires burned in regions across southern Europe yesterday, fueled by hot weather and strong winds, as some northern countries cleaned up after a weekend of torrential rain and flooding. In Greece, the Prime Minister said firefighters had battled around 50 fires during the past 24 hours, and it was likely there would be more, with meteorologists warning that a further heat wave was in prospect. Conditions in southern Europe were in sharp contrast to the torrential rainstorms that lashed northern countries, from Austria to Britain following the catastrophic flooding in Germany and neighbouring countries last week. In Spain, Catalonia saw more than 1,500 hectares destroyed, forcing dozens to be evacuated, although the blazes were 90% stabilised, so firefighters and authorities said late yesterday. In Castilla-La Mancha, more than 2,500 hectares burned during the weekend before being brought under control. So far this year, wildfires have burned across 35,000 hectares in Spain, although that's still some way off the 138,000 hectares that burned in 2012, the worst year of the past decade. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.